meet Freddy.
Fucking excuse me? What did you do?
My phone just fell through the couch.
Also, things fall through our couch now.
Wow.
So I fixed the damn thing.
You should probably just, like, I don't know, turn off your portal then.
Yeah, it's perfect.
We really should just get new couches, and I'm definitely in the market for them, so...
As long as it's not a hide-a-bed.
That's exactly what I want, though!
As long as it's not a hide-a-bed.
Can you imagine getting a hide-a-bed down those
windows? See, James is with me!
Well, no, I can't, because you assholes are gonna do it!
That's exactly it!
That's why we're not doing it!
Okay, but what if... Please...
Oh, there we go. Oh, okay. That's exactly what had to happen.
Oh my god, I can get whatever I want!
God fucking damn it.
That's exactly how Kieran thinks. Like, he's like, oh, if I say please, then suddenly I win this and you do what I want. But if you say please to him, he's just like, oh yeah, go fuck yourself.
Let it go, honey.
It's really weird having a 3-year-old tell you to go fuck yourself.
What do you call it?
You're right. I just silenced it.
Fucking Jesus, John! Maybe the light will go off then, fucking princess! Silencing your goddamn phone!
Yo, John, if this was a hide-a-bed, you could just open it up.
That's a fair point. I'm not going back down there.
What, John? Or what, James? John? John?
John James?
Jiggleheimer Schmidt?
I was just saying, if it was a hide-a-bed, then you could just open it up and there you go.
And honestly, it pretty much is. Yeah, I know it's down there! So
it will help you leave it!
It's also, like, oh, there we go! Figured it out.
I haven't heard your voicemail in a long time, though. I think that says something.
Did I even say I set my voicemail recently? It resets it like every 2 months.
Yeah.
You have reached the voicemail box of.
No, you didn't.
You have reached the voicemail box.
Shut
up. He used to have a really cute one that when I call him, it would sound his voice, and then I would be like, oh, it's John.
I got it.
Why'd you pick it up, John?
Yeah, why'd you hang up on your denied. Girlfriend, John? Jesus.
Motherfucking denied.
So, how was the floor?
Flory.
Oh.
Oh, and dusty, apparently. Thank you, phone.
Watch the core.
I watched it pop right out.
Watch your pants.
Okay. I know.
I was worried.
The fucking pineapple thing is in the way again.
I like pineapples.
Dude, you and your pineapple.
That was like a 3-minute intro of you.
I know.
Most of it was just like grunting and like
I can't shuffling. Find my phone.
And you should keep every second of it.
I'll keep most of it.
Please
sound
do.
Of someone trying to get their phone.
Like nobody's ever lost their phone in a really inconvenient time before.
I never have.
Bullshit.
Name one.
Okay. Anytime you've lost your phone, we've had to buy a new one.
No. Wrong.
Check. Yeah. And mate.
Wrong. Wrong.
Yes?
No.
Well, hey, at least, you know, for now, sometime in the future, you could be like, oh, I lost my phone, but then you randomly find one of your other phones that you lost years ago.
Ah. And then eat shit, John.
So it's like...
They stole it.
I won't. I leave them in public places.
It's like an emergency sandwich that you put in your glove box. You just, you know...
Don't eat the emergency sandwich.
But...
Like, if it was emergency chips...
maybe.
But, John, but please...
Okay, if you really want to. What's up, guys? Welcome to Dapper Shark Podcast, episode 64.
60 Fifi.
6 Fifi. We're doing it, guys.
God damn it.
So, how's everybody going? What are we doing?
How's everybody going? I am going great.
That's nice. Fuck you, Turtle Beach. God fucking damn you. Ooh. There have been 3 separate fucking goddamn headphones that I've had over the years that have broken in the same fucking place. And you know what I was doing? I wasn't fucking shaking them around. I wasn't kicking them or throwing them or juggling or anything like that. I was wearing them!
Okay, so John, when
it broke in the same place twice!
John?
On the same pair of fucking headphones!
John?
How does that even happen?
Okay, John, when you bought those Turtle Beaches, yeah, they're a great quality headphone.
They are, though! Except for, apparently, they use fucking polystyrene instead of plastic!
John, I told you not to get them. And now we're going to have a new little Audio Technica join us in the family sometime next month.
You know what's really fucking stupid? Is the goddamn headset is still great! Just not the fucking microphone part.
Well,
wait, no, only the microphone part, sorry.
So elaborate, what exactly happened?
He broke his headphones.
So... Well, the part that connects the band that goes around your head to the actual headphones, on both sides snapped off. And the only thing I was doing was wearing them. Now, I know I have a large head,
yeah, well,
but I hadn't even extended the thing to its maximum capacity.
Yeah. And it just, like,
snapped. And it snapped while I was wearing them. I wasn't doing anything else. I was wearing them.
I can imagine that would probably hurt, depending on how it sounded. It's like,
no, snap. It just popped away from my ear, and I was like, what the fuck? And it's just dangling by its fucking cord.
Wow, that actually kind of sucks.
Yeah.
Hold on, maybe you didn't have such a giant dome.
Yeah.
But we already covered that. I didn't even extend it.
Still.
Yeah. And it happened on both sides! I taped one of the sides back on, so that it was obviously looser. How did that even happen on the other side?
I know why.
Why?
Because they are a subpar headphone.
But maybe because
but Turtle Beaches used to be really great.
I think I might have gotten you a warranty on them, actually.
I don't want another pair.
No, they'll just give me Amazon credit.
Oh, okay, that's fine.
Wait, buy really?
Something. Yeah, this is the third fucking time this has happened with a friggin' Turtle Beach headset. Happened to my dad, happened to me, twice.
Oh, the same issue?
The same exact break.
Wow, maybe you shouldn't get that headphone. I don't know, fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me.
Fool me three times, John, stop buying the headphones.
Do you remember the Turtle Beach X11, though, and how it was strong enough and good enough sounding that we could record an entire room on it?
We could. We didn't want to.
We did for a while.
Yeah, it definitely showed.
Was it good, John?
John
says it's good enough. James, was it actually that good, or did it just sound like you were recording off of a headset because that's what you had to do?
Well, it sounded like it was a little bit better. It was as much as you would expect from a headset. More decent, better.
It just sounded like we were really far away.
Yeah, well, but...
Ha.
Well, I've had Turtle Beach in the past, and I haven't really had much issue besides them breaking. So...
Did you have them break in the same place?
Besides them breaking?
Actually, come to think of it, I think maybe, yeah. Well, although it wasn't on my head at the time, it wasn't my bag, so I kind of just chalked it up to me being a dumbass and being too rough with my bag. But apparently...
Well, James, don't whack your bag around like that, then.
But
I'm sorry if I'm...
If it broke in the same place...
Just smashing my sack all over the place, and it just...
That means that they need to fix their shit.
Well, they're also pretty inexpensive, so that's probably why.
They're like fucking $60!
No, John, those were $34.
Okay, they're like $40 fucking.
John?
$34 at $6.
My headphones are $60.
Yeah?
And they're wonderful. They also don't have a mic. They don't need to have a mic, John.
Oh, how are you going to talk to people?
My fucking microphone, John!
That's because anything
that you're using...
You know what my microphone is? You're listening to it, listeners.
Yeah, John, use that. It's, in my opinion, I think it's better to just have a separate mic.
You know, on the other hand...
Because then if one thing breaks, you still have the other to fall back on.
And if I'm thinking about it really, I don't even have to face the fucking mic and I can still talk to people, so...
You can just, like, leave it somewhere in the room. However, that also means that, like, for portability's sake, not that, like, you... Depending on...
I'm not carrying that fucking rig anywhere unless we're, like, doing a LAN party.
Unless there is an apocalypse and we have to take 5 things with us. Yeah. It's his computer, my computer, and 3 shoes.
I think I was also using mine, like, for... Well, I used mine for Xbox and also the, my laptop. I used it for that, too.
Huh.
So...
If we ever needed a game on the go, I have a pair of earbuds that has a microphone.
Those are mine, you bitch! You stole them from me!
I have them, she has them!
So, she wasn't lying, really.
I just feel like you're gonna... With gaming headsets, you're gonna get stuff that's geared toward.
I will be happy to be able to not have to have that fucking USB line in and audio in, all plugged in at one point. I shouldn't have to have 3 fucking plugs, considering the later models only use the fucking one.
Well, also, in situations like that, you shouldn't have to have them all plugged in. Like with a unit like that, it should just be like, it might have all those ports, like. All pretty much.
Oh, it doesn't work unless you have all 3.
Yeah, no, that's what's kind of like, what the fuck? Because it's usually
like... we use USB exclusively for power. I'm like, wait, but other headphones have used power from the 9mm jack for God knows how long.
Well, yeah, it would just mean that it'd be a little more powerful. But then, if it's getting power over USB, why isn't the whole fucking thing just going over USB?
Right?
That's what's like...
Because you can also transfer data, Turtle Beach! Sorry.
Because you have too many plugs on the front of your computer. Sorry.
Please silence your cell phone. Oh, I'm sorry.
I love you. Every time. One of you two, every single fucking time.
Hey, you may have heard of my phone vibrate. It's not vibrate, but...
But I took my meds. My phone reminded me that I did.
Just so you know, shake things up for me, hon. Anyway, so I figured since last time was kind of rough, we like talked about how we're doing in either a good or bad way now. Now I'm done fucking ranting with goddamn headset piece of shit.
Why the hell are my cheap headphones cheap? This is bullshit.
Yeah, pretty much. That's my complaint. Why are the things I bought for money breaking?
I'm trying to remember the name. Oh!
I was going to wait for John to... Never mind.
What, just slowly devolve into rage? Yeah.
Yeah.
That would have happened pretty quickly.
That happens quite often, really. It's kind of fun.
I like to think our listeners love it.
Either that or they're just like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, if they're still listening, they must love it. Or me.
I'm sure they love listening to you. Yeah, and then the... Ow!
Shut up! I don't actually snore.
That's it. I'm using actually.
No, it comes out in noise control, John, so you'll never know. Or noise reduction, rather.
Uh-huh. I'm the one who edits.
Yeah. Like, I'm really that
Amplify. Amplify.
Zoom. Enhance.
Oh, God. I didn't see your pixels. Wait, what? On an audio.
Look at our pixels.
Actually, the last headset that I got after the Turtle Beach set that I had, I got, it's called Lenovo Y Gaming. Mm-hmm. You can get them, like, for less than $20 on eBay now, but at the time they were, like, they were basically, like, middle ground. I just needed a replacement.
Mm-hmm.
And I've actually been pretty satisfied with them, except for the fact that their mic is detachable, and I lost mine. Oh, wait, no, I didn't lose mine. The dog fucking ate it, and they don't offer replacements.
Oh.
Wait, isn't... So.
It's because they can get you to buy a new headset.
Probably.
Well, they have just detachable mics, too, that can turn any pair of headphones into a headset.
And I tried that because it's only a 3.5 millimeter jack, so it's like, okay, pretty much anything should work with it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's also, like, indented, so the mic that I got that looked like it should work just fine didn't fit because of that indent. And so I was like, oh, okay, so I tried, like, shaving it down with a knife just to see if I could get it in there, and I was like,
and avoided the warranty, and...
it was a pretty cheap mic. I was basically just trying to get mic working. But...
I feel like they should just have little clamps on them. Like, just to be able to put to anything.
Why does it have grabby claws?
to clamp on your head?
Well, like, clamp to, like anywhere on your headset. Like, if, worst case scenario, you had to put it on the actual headpiece, you know?
See, that'd be nice. That would be
just
nice.
Anywhere. So you could put, I mean, if you wanted to attach it to your shirt, you could.
That'd be kind of cool. Yeah. I wonder if I could find, like, a little mic with, like, a lapel clip and just with a little 3.5 millimeter plug.
You absolutely could.
Didn't you know somebody named Little Mike as a kid?
I did.
That's just James what it makes me think of.
I just need a little mic. Yeah, what's up? Get the fuck out of here.
Get the fuck out of here.
Wow, really? Dumb.
Yeah. But yeah, you could absolutely get, like, some tweaked audio headphones, and they have really good mics built into them.
John, they're not our sponsor. They're major spoilers.
I know, but they're really cool.
You're only saying that because you've heard them say Tweak Audio so many times.
I mean, that's partially true, but they've also recorded an entire podcast where all of them were wearing them.
Brainwashing.
That's nice.
And it sounded great.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just... Look, I listened to the thing. It sounded good.
And their marketing's working.
Yes.
Well, it'll be at the very
least. Okay, what brand is yours?
My what?
Your headphones. What brand?
Audio Technica, and I like
it. Oh, wow, why do you know that?
I like it because I like the sound of the word. I like the sound of the brand.
It's almost like I have a better reason than you.
What?
I like the sound of the thing versus I like the sound of the brand name.
I like the sound of the brand name. Like, well, no, the headphones are fucking spectacular. But the brand name sounds cool.
Also, you know what really sucks? When we built Haley's Raid, because we made it green. And, yeah. Well, that was, like, the LED theme and everything.
It does look very sickly, yes.
So we got Razer products for the,
Oh, no.
Well, actually, honestly...
What's wrong with Razer? Except for their mouse dies.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they're actually pretty good. I like them. But the headset that we got had one of those, like, fucking inline, little, like, volume up, volume down, your mic, shit like that. But it was really tiny and really fucking flimsy. Mm-hmm. And it was at that perfect length that when she was wearing them,
they would rub against something?
They would actually rub against the lip of our desk.
Mm-hmm.
And then it just popped it off, and then they just stopped working.
Yep.
And, yeah. No, I had, and then I also had, like, a work buddy take a look at them to see if he could repair it. And apparently they make their wires so fucking small and just, like, so they're like...
You can't even solder them.
Yeah, and they're coated with some shit that makes it pretty much impossible to solder. And so he tried it for, like, the longest time, and then he came up to me one day and he's like, yeah, I'm sorry, there's nothing I can do with these. I'm like, trash right there. Because they were literally just garbage at that point.
Yeah, sounds good to me. Can't fix, throw it away.
Yep. But, and then I already said that mine was Lenovo Y, which, so basically right now we're using... Both using really cheap headsets, but...
Enjoy your free sponsorship, Turtle Beach, piece of shit. Don't buy Turtle Beach.
Is that really a sponsorship? It's like...
Turtle Beach, we'll break on you. Ting!
That's a horrible catchphrase.
We'll break on you? Yeah, that's
what horrible. What if it was WWE?
We'll break on you!
Or maybe they just take Turtle Beach headsets and break them on each other, because... Table and
wouldn't be hard. Yuck.
Well, it would break.
It would be because it's a table. Oh, the headphones.
I love you. It's a fucking table. What the? That took me a second.
Alright, so guys, there is a little bit of news out there. Not much. So we're going to get through it real quick, and then the next part we're going to be talking about what we've been doing. Or we could talk about what we've been doing now. He said to the room full of crickets.
Later.
Okay.
What's the news, John? Oh, are we going to talk about that game?
Well, guess what? Stardew Valley might actually be getting multiplayer in 2018. Oh, wow, it's a Chucklefish game that's coming out with the features late. How surprising.
Chucklefish, you know, like the reasonable Chucklefish. Reasonable chuckle.
Wow, that sounds like... How long? You said that they've been working on that for 2 years, or they've been promising that for 2 years?
Oh, they've been promising it since the very beginning.
How long has Stardew even been out?
Well, that's the thing. When it was being kickstarted, they were promising multiplayer.
Uh-oh. Alright.
So, literally from its conception, that was a promised feature.
To be fair, and I say this every time, Concerned Ape is the one who actually is making the game.
Or not making it. In this case.
To be fair.
And it just happens to be under Chucklefish, who just happens to release games without all their features all the time.
Weren't you the one arguing, oh, it's going to be different?
What?
Right when Starfish Valley came out.
Starfish Valley.
I love you.
I didn't understand what you were saying, though, when I was arguing.
Something to the effect of, like, well, this is turning over a new leaf for Chucklefish, and maybe Chucklefish isn't quite as shitty as when they did Starbound.
Yeah, but then they proved me wrong, or correct. I don't know. Which side was I on back then?
Anyway.
So, well, here's a question, because I know that a lot of this hatred toward Chucklefish, is probably coming from...
Starbound?
Yeah. So, I was just wondering, are there any other games that really they've done
Witch this to? Marsh? Risk of Rain?
Yeah. Like, what was wrong with those games?
They released features late.
Oh.
And I don't even think Witch Marsh, hard name, is even out yet.
What about Risk of Rain?
Risk of Rain is out, but they never delivered all the features that they promised. And just stopped working on it.
Well, that's not fair.
Yeah. Well, it's a done game, guys. Releasing it. It's great.
Releasing.
Yeah, they're releasing it. There we go.
Yeah.
Have you ever heard that? No.
Yeah, give me the times.
I would be so sad if Stardew didn't get multiplayer. I really would. Because then I wouldn't feel bad about A, pirating it, and B,
well, the worst case
getting
scenario,
a mod for multiplayer.
The worst case scenario is if Stardew doesn't get multiplayer, we're going to play fucking Re-Legend when it comes out from Square Enix. It's already got multiplayer functioning in the fucking game before they even kickstarted it.
Plus, they had a game before they even kickstarted it.
Yeah, well, that's the whole point. Like, they had the game pretty much already done before they kickstarted it. For stretch goals.
Oh, I was about to say, it's like, what did they need the Kickstarter
and,
for?
Well, see, here's what happened. They were backed by a game company who pulled out. Stop it.
pull out.
I will put a hurt on you.
You did me a hurt. Go ahead.
So they were backed by a company who pulled out, leaving them completely fundless, meaning they had to lose all of their game progress. And then Square Enix was like, hey.
I'm literally putting my foot up here, eat shit, first of all. Second of all, Square Enix.
Square Enix decided to pick them up, and then they're like, hey, we're going to make the game again. And they've been working on it very quietly for years.
Years?
And now here they are, they're like, hey, we're going to do a Kickstarter to put these stretch goals into the game, like orchestral music and stuff like that, you know, stuff that won't actually affect the gameplay. And they reached every single one of them.
At least Enix delivers on their promises.
Eventually.
I fucking want Final Fantasy XV, goddammit.
Hence the eventually.
They have been, apparently there is a, I haven't done a whole lot of research on it, so this is just kind of like me going, blah, maybe when I actually look into it more, because I'm just, actually, no, wait, I'm probably not going to look into it because I'm strictly trying to
avoid spoilers.
Yeah, but they actually have a multiplayer mode out that's in beta right now.
Really?
For Final Fantasy XV. And, like, the clips I've seen of it look freaking gorgeous and awesome. But I don't really know, like, what exactly it is. Like, I don't think that you're following the main storyline. I think it's, like, a side thing. Like, I would hope so. Well, yeah. But I don't know. I'm really excited for that, if anything. It just looks awesome.
Hmm.
Mainly because, like, multiplayer goddamn RPGs.
Right?
Something that needs to be a thing. More.
Look, I would take another goddamn more. Crystal Chronicles.
Dude, yeah. Something. Like, anything. Come on.
I'll have you play it someday.
Is it bad?
No. I mean, it's not really a Final Fantasy game, but it's called Final Fantasy Crystal Chronicles.
I mean, Final Fantasy Tactics is exactly a Final Fantasy game.
It's way more Final Fantasy than most Final Fantasy games are.
Like, yeah.
Well, it also is, like, it's definitely, like, an offshoot. But
yeah. Yeah, absolutely, but still. It also spawned a genre.
That is true.
What, Tactics?
Yeah, Tactics has got, like, 5 games in its series, if you count 12.
Oh, as far as the actual, like, Ivalis or whatever?
Yeah.
Gotcha. Fair enough. Yes, that's true.
So, also, I hear there's Hearthstone news. Speaking of things again. That just won't die.
Wow, thanks.
I just feel like every, like, 5th or 6th episode is James's Hearthstone fun time hour.
Hey, I'm interested in this one.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, that's because they're actually going back to,
the lore?
Yeah.
Yeah.
About
fucking time.
Alright. Especially since, you know, this is, like, a major installment in the series, and a huge fucking story arc and everything.
That they completely fucking ignored, that's been around since fucking Warcraft 3.
Yep.
Warcraft goddamn 3 came out in fucking 2002!
Jesus. 2000. Also, as a side note, that game is actually still playable. Like,
oh yeah.
It looks like pretty much, like,
it's not that great looking. Let's be honest.
I actually think it looks
And for John to say a game isn't that great looking is a lot. Because John looks at some games and it holds up. I'm like, John, this is literally 2 squares on a screen.
It holds up to my nostalgia. Not to your standards.
I think Warcraft 3,
that's the frame,
like,
of reference that I've been missing these years.
It's not stellar as far as, like, graphics go.
No.
But it's like, yeah, I think it holds
better
up
than StarCraft.
Well. There is that, yeah. I mean, like, granted, Warcraft 3, like, when did the original StarCraft come out?
96?
Yeah, so Warcraft 3, you know, has a couple years on StarCraft, but still, yeah. So, Knights of the Frozen Throne is set to be released August 10th. So,
woohoo!
Couple days after they listened to this, actually, is pretty much when it's coming out.
I listened to an interview with a guy about him setting up, like, specific taunts for Arthas to say to the player, because he was like, we wanted to make Arthas still be dark and brooding, but we didn't want to make him, like, the Lich King comedy hour.
Fair enough. That's also, it goes into, I remember seeing an interview where they kind of talked about their releases, and what they try to do, or what they were saying that they were doing, is that they try to switch between comedy and serious. So, like, when the C'Thun expansion came out,
mm-hmm.
or Wrath of the Old Gods.
Did you read C'Thun?
Anyway. So when that came out, that was, like, a dark and, like, kind of serious. They still have, like, a little, like, light bits here and there, but it's kind of a dark and serious expansion. And then you've got, like, One Night in Karazhan, mm-hmm. and then you've got, like, League of Explorers was kind of, like, semi-serious, but also still really funny. And then, so this is their serious round, because the last one was Mean Streets of Gadget Zen, which was kind of, like, pretty lighthearted for the most part.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, this, I'm really excited, especially since...
Wait, Gadget Zen, the city of the gnomes that got, like, taken over by plague?
Yeah.
Lighthearted, huh?
Well, it was pre that. It was kind of like, a lot of them were just, like, gangster stuff.
Gadget Zen that became a raid in World of Warcraft?
Oh yeah, and they have quite a few, I've had actually a few references to Gadget Zen, like... the Gadgets and Auctioneer and stuff like that in Hearthstone up to this point, but yeah, so that was their expansion, which actually was a pretty good one. But I'm kind of excited because they're adding quite a few new mechanics to this one. They're actually adding Lifesteal, which is awesome.
Yeah.
And they're adding new, playable heroes. They're your, basically, like, your Dark Knight counterpart.
Mm-hmm.
That when you play them, it gives you armor, a new hero ability, a new portrait. It also has, like, an effect on the board.
Yeah, like, they're kind of like alternate playstyles for each existing hero.
Exactly.
That's the way I saw it.
It looks really awesome. And they're really, like, they're trying to take things in a, you know, trying to take things in a different direction and also still trying to make Hunter a control class. Which has never been a thing. But they're trying. They're still trying. But yeah, I was excited. They have been leaking cards actually over the past couple weeks, but they didn't have a release date, but then they actually came out with one, and it's relatively soon. So I'm excited for that, and I've been saving up gold. I'm not the type of person that's like, oh, pre-order for $50? Sure, I'll buy like 50 card packs. But I am the type of person that's like, okay, well, I guess I'm saving up all my gold now, so now I have enough for like, you know, 12 packs, but whatever.
Yeah! Hey! You're doing it!
I'm doing stuff. So I was excited for that.
What else is happening in the news recently that's not political? God damn.
Yeah, we said earlier that it was like, there isn't a whole lot of news going on, but we're really not correct in that. It's more just like, there is
the stuff we don't want to cover because we already did our downer cast.
Yeah. Most of the stuff that's being talked about is, like, political or just doom and gloom, and so it's kind of hard to find just like, oh, yeah. Oh, aside from around E3. E3 is just, like, more, oh, I don't know what to pick because there's too much shit to talk about.
I can make a recommendation, and I'll leave this in the show notes. There's a guy named Daniel Barry on YouTube who makes videos about Overwatch and Paladins quite a bit, and he did a comparison of the developers of Paladins versus developers of Overwatch. Actually, not in that order, but it's quite funny because they are two totally different companies.
I shit you not, John. I think we've played with them before.
It's like, possible.
The CK rings a bell for me, and I think I'm going to hop on Paladins tonight. I'm not going to be able to game tomorrow.
Okay, sounds good to me. And why is that?
I'm going to Seattle.
Oh no.
With my boss, who's more like a friend than a boss at this point. I'm going to IKEA. I'm actually really excited. And I'm going to make her listen to the IKEA song before we leave. It's going to be great.
That's great.
It's going to be great.
I love me some Joko.
Me too.
Are you going to IKEA? Are you going all that way to get a couch or something?
No. We're going for other reasons too. Just funsies. Oh yeah, and she has to drop off her kid at school. He goes to college out there and he comes home for the summer and now it's time for him to go back. And
is it sad that I still got the song running through my head?
Yes. Move on, come another topic. Don't make me think about how depressed I am that I can't game on my weekend.
Dude, I always hate that so hard.
Wait, this is your choice, fuck you! You don't have to go.
I don't get to.
So here's a question, because you guys brought it up, but you didn't elaborate on it at all, besides the fact that you're excited for it. What the hell is Re-Legend?
It looks so good! I actually did some reading on it, and it's like
it's Rune Factory.
Shut up! It's Rune Factory, but for the computer, and
that's the important part.
It's got Pokemon mechanic, and it's got, it's Rune Factory, which is a Fantasy Harvest Moon, which is... like
it's got combat. It's got fishing. It's got farming. It's got monster fighting and taming.
Did Harvest Moon Original have combat?
No.
Well, it's, yeah.
I don't think any of the Harvest Moons had combat.
should have.
I don't know.
Then it wouldn't be Harvest Moon. It would be Harvest.
It'd be Rune Factory.
It'd be Harvest Blood Moon. Mm-hmm. Speaking of Blood Moon, if you're in Spokane over the next couple of weeks, look outside. The sky is red at night.
For those of you who don't know, we sit on couches down here while we're recording. My girlfriend likes to put her feet up on me, so I'm warning her right now that if she keeps fucking doing that shit, I'm gonna slap the shit out of your foot.
John, so,
anyway, but Re-Legend sounds really cool. John knows a little bit more about the background of the actual studio.
Didn't I say it earlier?
You said it to me.
No? Oh, wait, doing it, like, on the podcast?
Did I not say it on the podcast? Oh my god.
You said
what is
to
going
me.
On?
Yeah, at least I don't think so. I don't
okay.
remember.
But. So basically what happened was the company was going under.
Oh wait, yeah, you explained what, like...
Oh,
you,
okay, well,
yes,
yeah,
no, no.
I thought I said it.
So, no, you explained, like, what's happening with this game, but you just, what I was saying was, like, okay, we'll explain the game, get people hyped for it. Like, besides, like, Rune Factory for PC.
Well,
like,
we are going to put the trailer in the show notes. I know that's not really the greatest explanation, but it will do more justice than me talking about it will. That said, it looks like it has all the elements of, like, Stardew that you, like, you can craft items, you can farm. You can sell the items to villagers. There's villager romancing, apparently. You can go out and capture monsters that you can raise, and you can raise them to fight with you. There's boss monsters and raids. There's a class system that's based more on what you have equipped than any sort of, like, actual class.
Which I fucking adore.
Yeah.
I think that, like,
well, that's why I said Rune Factory, too.
It adds so much to the realism when you can say, like, hey, I'm a, you know... I'm a rogue, but you have this certain set of equipment that it's like, yeah, you're technically a rogue, but
yeah.
You wear whatever the fuck you want.
Well, that's the thing, like, the weapon set is what makes you a rogue, not, like, anything else, which is great. So.
So instead of, like, do you build your character, or do you build
your
weapons?
Well, you build weapons, too, but that's the thing, like, that's a skill. So, you're not necessarily going to have everyone in your four-player multiplayer game, at least they only showed four-player multiplayer, focusing on weaponsmithing, for example.
Yeah.
Because you gotta farm, you gotta get food, you know, you gotta tame monsters and stuff, you gotta do whatever it is that makes it so you can activate the portal to the boss levels and stuff. And it does look like there's more than one zone in the game, too, which is really nice, because that's one of my major pet peeves right now with Stardew, is that there's basically just that one area.
Well, then the
game's actually... like, a ton of content packed into one small town. And I know it's called Stardew Valley, but I would have liked, like, Stardew Continent.
I mean, that's how it works. Everything can't be like,
awesome.
Rune Factory, where you have this fucking
Rune Factory is a smaller game! It's a smaller game file size-wise. And has way more to it.
I would love to play it on this. I have... a 3DS XL, and I would love to have a larger screen to play it on. Because even on the small screen, it's so pretty.
That's news.
What?
Okay, so in Japan, they've officially retired all 3DS designs, and they're moving on to the new 2DS design, and they're coming out with something else.
The new 2DS? Which is
the
flip screen? The
new 2DS, which is the flip screen clamshell one.
Okay, this is ridiculous. They went ahead, and then they went back.
But remember what we were saying about... them gradually phasing out the 3DS. Because
2D technology is fucking broken and stupid, or 3D technology is stupid?
I mean, yes, but also we said that because they have the,
Switch?
The Switch now.
That's true.
Oh, well then.
No, that 3D fucking bullshit is broken. It makes your eyes hurt.
But if you don't see this as another reason for them to be like, okay, we're done selling all our 2DSs that we manufactured.
Wait, did you say they're retiring 3DSs?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, but then they're coming out with something else?
Yes, but it's going to be like a pseudo-2DS thing.
They call it the new 2DS.
So they're just like...
is that what it was?
They're just beefing up the 2DS or something like that?
Yeah.
Although they should pretty much just, like, since they're not doing 3D anymore, they might as well just call it the fucking DS. Like, you don't need to differentiate.
Well, they already called something the DS, so they can't go back. Because, you know, their naming schemes are great.
So you need to call something like 2DS... call it the DS2, or... the fucking, like...
just call it the Game Taco.
Call it... now, here's what you do. Fuck 3D. We need three screens. That's the three we need. So
yes.
Now we come out with the TDS. Triple.
I'm not gonna lie. It's that marketing design is tedious.
We need more screens. We need more shit. One of them is gonna be like, I don't know. There's gonna be like cameras. There's gonna be like five cameras on this fucking thing. We're gonna have like three pointed at you, two pointed at the other thing.
I'm just gonna sit here and chuckle and be proud of myself.
I'm just waiting to see what else James adds to this bullshit. And it'll be bells and whistles, and even the whistles will have bells.
And you have to blow on the microphone sometimes to make it simulate winds. Wait, they already did that shit.
That's awesome. Yeah, no, that's a great idea.
Okay,
we'll call it retro. We've already done it, so it's retro.
And it's only in red scale.
See, this guy. This guy's got ideas.
What?
Red scale?
Why?
Virtual boy.
All them reds.
The virtual boy?
Yeah, it was like, it was all just in red. So wasn't that like...
It was like technically one of their first 3D games that they made.
Yeah.
With game systems, I guess, but it was like a flop.
Oh, yeah, it was one fucking horrible.
Because it was terrible, because everything was red scale.
And 3D technology was shittier than it is now, so you can imagine how that went.
It was wireframes.
Wireframes?
Yeah, it was all wireframes. Red scale wireframes.
What?
Like, how the hell could they even do something with
that? Yeah.
Just like,
what do you mean? Literally pretty much, wireframes.
Pretty much like stick figures almost.
Yeah, so, are you really from an era where you didn't even have to deal with like wireframe 3D? Really?
I'm almost a decade behind you, John.
Damn.
Well, it's like a papier-mâché thing before you put the papier-mâché on. Like, when
that makes sense, but I guess I don't understand how that would work for, like, a game?
Well, the
console?
Do you know what old Star Fox looked like?
Yeah.
So imagine that, but without any of the textures.
Oh.
Like that. And all red scale.
Why?
Yeah, that's what most of Japan and America said.
That's pretty much why I flopped, because I was like, oh, this is horrible.
But what, I mean, that wasn't the first, like, 3D...
That they did.
But 3D existed.
No, it's the first like dedicated 3D that they did.
Yeah, it's basically like trying to make the Oculus Rift, but like 20 years ago.
Yeah.
Anyway,
we're dead air here. While Emily contemplates her life choices.
No, I'm trying to wrap my head around it.
All right, well, she can do that off air. We'll see you after the break.
back again. John is back. Bring a friend. Guess who's back? Guess who's back?
Na 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 na. How do you know that much of that song?
I've created a podcast. Nobody wants to hear those guys no more. They're like, well, assholes, really.
Ooh. Oh, I know who you're talking about.
Ooh. I'll give you something to talk about.
Talk about podcast gaming.
Jesus, you guys.
What? Say what you've been playing.
The fuck are you doing? Oh, wait.
What the hell is that?
She's been playing idle games. That's what she's been playing since I mentioned
Not
it.
Really?
Really?
I actually haven't opened up the chicken clicker in 2-3 days.
The what now?
The chicken clicker.
Which, by the way, you fucking messed up.
I know, it's called Egg Ink when really they could have called it
Chicken Clickin'. Are you kidding me? Clickin'. You missed Chicken Clickin'.
Wait. Chicken Clickin'? Is this
chicken.
Game on the computer?
Clickin' Chicken. No, it's a phone game.
No, but wouldn't you go with the name just because it rhymes?
Not if it doesn't make any sense. Chicken Clickin'. What am I supposed to do?
Chicken Tappin'.
Yeah,
great name.
I'm gonna go tap some chickens. Wow, what a fucking freak.
Chickens. Yeah, chickens. You just kept saying chickens the whole time.
I was hoping nobody would notice.
So, I know another game that you've been playing. Because I made you.
What?
Mega Maker.
Wow, that's a resounding endorsement.
James played Mega Maker. He didn't whine like a little bitch.
Did you whine like a little bitch?
No, I will admit that she got the hard version of the level I was creating.
Wait, so it was different?
A lot. I made it a lot easier.
What the hell?
I could beat it, but she couldn't, so I had to make it better for bad people.
Hey, I am very good at beating my head against the wall repeatedly until finally...
I know!
Good! Come date him! Fucking Jesus. I tried so... I'm not... Oh, I tried so hard at that game! Okay, this fucking level, I tried it in the early stages too, so it wasn't even nice to look at yet. So here I am in this fucking clunky-ass looking level with these fucking teleporters and these fucking spikes and the fucking little switchy switches, the ones that switch over. Oh my god! And then the fucking guy who switches over on the screen, the guy who starts at the left and then is the fucking... Okay, and then when you get to the end, the fucking boss! Who designs a boss like that? John does.
Okay,
that's
so,
who.
James, you know how there's spikes in the middle of the room and that's the only place the spikes are?
Yeah.
It didn't used to be that way. There used to be two more spike bits.
Yep.
And they were under each of the floaty platforms.
And somehow I still managed to defeat the goddamn boss.
Eventually.
Fucking so... I wish they could have counted how many goddamn playthroughs you would have had. I probably
one.
Played that. You know what I mean! How many attempts?
How many deaths you had? That would have been great.
That's actually one thing that they do need to add to that, though.
A death counter?
Or, like, a death counter, or just, like, sort of like with,
they have a thumbs up, thumbs down meter.
Yeah, for
I
like
uploaded that level and it's gotten thumbs up.
Two of them? Two of them.
More than two now.
How many?
Six.
That's not even like saying three to be a joke, that's saying six sincerely.
I mean, to be fair,
yeah,
though,
it's a pretty small market.
That's what I was
though.
Gonna say.
Six, that's like all the user base. That's amazing, John. That's 100%. You have a population. You
no.
can do amazing statistics with
See,
that.
See, I saw a couple levels that have like thousands of thumbs up.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and I was
They're
like...
bots.
That bots. That is just
I mean,
some...
it is Mega Man.
Some sad soul.
They're all bots.
Like, clicking thumbs up repeatedly.
I just want to point out that fucking 10 megabyte free, mind you, download...
10
is
megabytes?
More, yeah, it's 10 megabytes. It's more robust than fucking Mario Maker is.
That could fit on a phone.
That could literally fit on a phone, yes.
How do you say more robust?
It's got more mechanics in it right now. It's got the ability to make any level tile set fit together. Not just like, you're making a castle level and that's the only one you can do here. Or you're making an airship level, that's the only one you can do here. Or you're making hills and that's the only thing you can do here. I could be like, I'm making hills. Hey, look, I'm adding a waterfall. We're going into a cave. Hey, it's Wily's Fortress suddenly. Back to a rainforest. Yay! If I wanted to. That'd be terrible fucking game design. But you can is the point.
I would never do this because it's horrible design. But it's great design that they allow it.
Well, it is, though. Because you can make some pretty cool looking transitions. Like, you can go from a cave to, like, an outside waterfall to that rainforest and make it look all fluid.
I figured
I mean,
it out.
Waterfalls are fluid, John.
Hey! Plus, like, it's got 1,000 square... Okay, sorry. It's got 1,000... What was it? 50 by 50 blocks that you can make?
What?
So in one level.
Each...
Oh, the level?
Each screen. Things? Each screen is, like, 50 by 50 blocks wise. Like the original Mega Man.
Okay.
So it's got 1,000 of those.
That you can make for one level?
Yeah.
That's a fucking lot.
Yeah.
1,000 screens. You're never going to need that many. How many does an average Mega Man level have? Like, maybe 75?
Well, I think some of the longer ones have had, like, 24.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah, I was about to say. I mean, like, that's...
That doesn't seem like enough.
No, you go back through some of your screens a lot of times.
I would say 50 would be a minimum.
Well, think about this.
Seems like.
How many screens do you think that Hot Kicks level that I made is? By the way, the level's called Hot Kicks, if you guys want to try it out.
I can absolutely remember every part of the level, so let me count. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, no. You've got the beginning
part. 1 Mississippi, 2 Mississippi.
3. Do something else while I count.
Okay. So after the show, I'm going to make James play another one of my levels. It's called Snakes on a Mega Man.
That do.
So, that's going to be fun. But
yeah, I love doing things that make that show people how shitty at games I actually am.
That's the thing, like, you weren't shitty. I made the level deliberately hard, but fair.
Yeah.
And you beating it in, like, what, 5 tries?
26?
Yeah, that's pretty close.
How many?
24, I think.
Damn.
I think I was trying to actually adhere to that. So.
But, you know, I definitely thought it was fair.
Yeah.
Although there was one part where you were, like, the I think it's, like, the third or fourth area where you're jumping across, and you got those fucking hammer guys at the bottom.
Yeah.
Underneath you. Yeah.
They're punishment for missing the jump.
Well, it's kind of also bullshit that as you're going through that area, it transitions to, like, above, up here. And so it's, like, now you hit, like, the screen shift, and now you're looking up, and it's, like...
Yeah, I could make it so that it just transitions there instead.
Yeah, that was kind of bullshit.
But she said that she liked it.
What? Oh, the fact that it
that shows
up.
You the next area. So it shows you what obstacles are next.
I thought it was cool. Just if you're in the middle of a jump or something like that, when it does that fucking transition, you're gonna have a bad time.
Yeah, so deal with it.
Yeah.
James did it.
Yeah.
That means it's good game design.
James did it, so that pretty much means anyone can do it, so.
Aw, that's not what I was implying. Where were you getting all... Are you going to make me a level?
I'm not at fucking Walgreens. What the hell?
Oh, right, Google? Cool. Google asks me all the time at work. It thinks I get a lot. Because it asks me, because I'm a local guide, and it always... Because I work next to a pho place. I get pho a lot. But I work next to a pho place, and it kind of pops up asking, like, hey, have you been to this pho place? And I'm like, no. But you're at this pho place a lot, so you must have, you know, recommendations. I'm like, no, I just work there next to it.
Did you happen to remember what you were going to say? Oh.
I forgot a long time ago, John.
All right, fair enough.
Oh, no, I remember. Okay, so...
I have a thing I want to say, and I'm going to say it and take a long time so you forget what you were about to... Okay, as you go.
Okay, so... I was going to say it would be cool if you could have an entire level built on that, where you'd have to know, you'd have to be watching the top of the screen, like,
to know where the next...
Exactly. But I think you see the entire screen, like, you see the entire, what was it, 50 by...
50 by 50.
50? You see that whole thing as you're going across,
right? I might
be wrong
on that, by the way. I'll have to double check, but...
That would make Mega Man, what, like 5 blocks high?
Yeah, he's only 2 blocks high, so that's not bad.
Yeah, so you're full of it. It's
so
really
maybe
wide.
It's like 20 or something.
Well.
It's a square, so it's definitely one number doubled.
It's 1 by 1, then, John.
What? No.
If it's a square, it's 1 by 1.
You know that there are other sizes of squares that are still squares, right?
Yeah, but, I mean, it depends on what unit you're using, so we'll eat my ass. It's 1 by 1. Anyway, moving along. Your level sucks. It's too hard.
Other people like it, and you're a baby.
Okay, but not for the parts that I had to beta test.
To be fair, since I made it easier,
so
you still had trouble with it.
Hard. No, I did not with the part I played 90 times. Breeze right the fuck through that bullshit.
Well, to be fair, you played it 90 times, so.
Yeah.
Yeah. I actually might have played it 90 times.
You're like, eat my ass.
She did play it a considerable amount of times to the point that she was getting very, very frustrated with me.
Yep.
And I was like, you're just not using the mechanic correctly.
Wait, which part was this?
I also don't play punishingly difficult games, John, because I like having fun.
Fun, sucker.
Yeah, but that's fun for me.
Like, yeah, well, not all of us like self-flagellation, John.
Platformers are my jam.
Self-flagellation.
Some of us like regular flagellation.
You know, with other people.
Sounds oddly, yeah. Oddly sexual.
Yeah.
Can you come over and flagellate me? Ooh.
Ew.
You should probably get that checked out.
Isn't that like what's on the end of a paramecium? A little flagellate?
So,
okay.
Anyway, get Mega Maker. It's great. It's free. You literally don't have to pay them anything. It's absolutely goddamn free.
I think that's implied by the word free, but okay.
It is usually, but some people don't understand.
It's,
like, do you mean like free to play?
It's absolutely
yes.
Free, not partially free, not even mostly free.
Not even like microtransactions free.
Actually, to be fair, like saying something's mostly free means yeah, it's free to play. Microtransactions.
That, I literally just said it's like free to play.
Yeah, I know. I was just being louder than you, so I wanted to make sure they heard that.
Yeah.
You know, because I like talking over you guys, and sometimes talking under you, like with the chicken thing.
Uh huh. Is this your? Let's see, what's a famous war?
What?
Grenada.
Is this your Grenada? Is this where you
what?
Make a stand?
Grenada?
A short but fearsome stand?
First of all,
stand?
I think it's Grenada. Second of all, what war was that?
No, Grenada's the war. Grenada is what you say when you throw a grenade.
Well, what's Grenada?
It was a war.
When?
Well, actually, it's a place, but that's where the war took place.
That's where the war happened.
I don't fucking know. Nobody talks about Grenada.
I think it's Grenada.
It's Grenada, Grenada.
Grenada.
That's the thing. Nobody would name a place after a grenade. They name it. Isn't like avocado like the grenade? Like isn't that avocado or pomegranate? I don't remember which one. It's the one that looks like a grenade.
Both look like grenades.
Which one is it?
They both look like grenades.
That's the thing. With a name like pomegranate, I think that probably is. Hang on, I'm look up grenade fruit.
Grenade fruit?
It's just going to bring up like a grenade with a stem. So anyway, yeah, god damn it. Have you been playing any games, James?
Oh, yeah. I've been playing a couple games and games and stuff.
It is pomegranate!
No one cares!
Okay, but no, they call it pomegranate, or grenade apple in French, and it's a reference to the general size of early grenades, and the fact that they have little seeds that look like the little shell.
Yeah, it's a reference to the pineapple grenades.
What?
Which is what they're called.
What?
Pineapple grenades?
No, this was talking about early grenades, like the little roundy
ones. That's what I'm talking about.
Round one?
You're talking about, like, the black powder bombs?
I don't know, Jonathan.
With a iron casing on the outside?
The ones that look like pomegranate.
They used to use copper, too. And they'd fill it full of, what is this, fucking shark bites? And they fill it full of, like, black powder, and you light it with a, like, rudimentary fuse, and you throw it. And then it shrapnels the shell outside.
Oh. Why wouldn't you fill it with shrapnel shrapnel?
Because that's where the black powder is?
But why would you want just black powder? Put a healthy mix... Put a healthy mix of black powder
well,
and
you know,
shrapnel.
Back then, grenades were used to raid boats, too, so you want to put a hole in the enemy ship, as well as kill as many people as possible.
Would force alone put a hole, or would a sharp thing put a
yes.
hole?
Yes!
Yeah, well, the force is for the hole, the sharp is for the people to turn into littler people.
Exactly.
No, that's the thing, we don't work like worms, James. Once you can't divide a person, we're
oh,
one
shit,
by
am
one.
I killing people? I thought I was just breeding.
Multiplying? Just, okay.
I got shells.
Does that mean little Timmy Toe's not coming back?
So, what were we talking about?
Yeah, so you were asking me if I played any games.
Go ahead, James, I'm so sorry. I'm not sorry, go ahead.
So besides Hearthstone, having a couple events over the past couple weeks that I've been playing and doing more, like, arena runs and stuff like that, and getting gold for the next expansion.
Woo! Yay!
I think I mentioned on a previous podcast that 7 Days to Die introduced a new patch, the Alpha 16.
It's a little run now.
Is it still in Alpha?
Yeah, it's still in Alpha. It's still in pre-release. It is definitely...
How long?
You played early access games. Fuck you.
Yeah, nothing that rough, dude.
How long has it been there?
Minecraft wasn't that rough.
That was. I remember early fucking Minecraft.
No, it wasn't. Every feature that was in the game at the time worked, except for multiplayer.
Except for, you know,
oh god, multiplayer. Oh man, I remember those.
Yeah, it's like, oh, can we just not use furnaces in multiplayer?
It's like, hey, look at this, we actually connected. Oh gosh.
Yeah.
I just fell through the earth.
It's okay, lava is disabled.
You know, it's not like I run into, like, even in semi-recent, well, granted it was modded, but, like, entire chunks of land that are just, like, gone and shit like that.
Yeah, I think that only exclusively happens in modded, because I've never had that happen in the basic vanilla. I play a lot of modded, mind you, but...
But yeah, no, so, besides that, and besides, like, the usual stuff, like, I've actually been wanting to play more StarCraft recently, but... StarCraft Remastered came out, that was kind of cool.
I haven't gotten it, but I have played the old one, so...
Yeah, there is that. You know. Missed out on a chance to get those custom skins.
Ooh!
But one game that I have been trying to play more and more is Final Fantasy X Remastered.
Yeah.
Goddamn.
It's a good game.
Yeah, it is. And also still cheesier than what I remember.
Oh, absolutely.
But also fucking gorgeous, too. They did a really good job with the remaster on that.
Yeah. It holds up pretty well, too.
Yeah. Shit, what game? I was saying earlier... Oh, yeah, Warcraft 3.
Actually, yeah.
Now I kind of want to play that. But anyway, and also I've been... then I've also had it kind of a hankering to play Dungeon Defenders again.
Oh my god, that's a fucking rabbit hole.
I feel like that's one of those, like, I've gotten to playing it a couple times, and I feel like it's one of those ones that you come back to. But there are so many of those, and that's the thing. Most of our gaming, most of my gaming, most of John's gaming, is spent, like, bouncing back to games that you forgot about, and you have new games in between. But yeah. Then you'll have, like, certain parts of the year where it's like, oh, it's Dungeon Defender season. Let's go back to that. And, hey, it's insert game here. Let's play that for a while. And then you get hooked on it for
or
a bit.
Or your fucking screenshot and on Facebook the other day, like, making me want to play Minecraft again.
Yeah.
And then we had the nieces and nephew over, and Travis wanted to play Minecraft. And so I was like, well, I haven't booted up the old AT launcher in a long time, but let's do this.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, so now I kind of want to play that.
That's a game that I keep coming back to no matter what.
You were just playing like 2 weeks ago.
I know.
Not even that.
I know.
Actually, what mod pack do you play now?
Lots of
vanilla.
You play vanilla?
Lots of them.
She and I were playing vanilla.
Or lots of them. I really want to play Skyblock.
There's a lot of stuff.
Tedious as hell.
Yeah, Skyblock is like the cookie clicker version of Minecraft.
Yeah.
There's a lot of idle stuff. Like, you're meant to have a server that you keep running to play Skyblock.
Really?
Yeah.
Why do they build
something? I mean, because a lot of people like it.
It's also kind of like hard mode.
Yeah, it's
definitely hard mode.
Definitely hard mode. Oh, there's 9 dirt blocks. Good luck!
Yeah.
What? And 1 tree. Oh, shit!
Don't knock it off!
Yep, if you knock it off, you have to start over.
Can you imagine, like, being that Minecraft person? Like, a
or if you don't
person.
Get a sapling?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, sometimes you can have a tree that doesn't drop a sapling.
Which is such a pain in the ass.
So, that's fun.
Okay.
So what have you been playing?
Me? I kind of realized recently that I've been going back to games that have similar mechanics to games I really loved, like, older games. I've been playing a game called Immortal Redneck the last couple days. And it's kind of a mix of, like, Serious Sam and Painkiller and Unreal Tournament. All mixed into a roguelike. Where... What? And Ziggurat, yeah. It's kind of got, like, pre-built levels and stuff. There's 3 pyramids that you go through. I've not even unlocked the other 2 at all. But you have 1 pyramid that you're going through initially. And you earn money, and you come back out, and you upgrade this tree to upgrade your skills and unlock classes. I forgot where I was going with this. The game's got a lot of platforming, which is why I said Painkiller and Unreal. I'm not really selling this game very well. It's fucking gorgeous, though. It's Serious Sam-style horde levels are great. It's got, like, really carefully thought-out platforming situations, or it's got the frog rooms. Fuck you and your frog rooms. You don't just put someone in a tiny little room and tell them, hey, dodge all the frogs until they are all dead. Piece of shit. God damn it. That is such a sadistic thing to do, particularly when someone's only got explosive weapons and frogs
John.
Jump towards you. Yeah?
What were we just saying about Mega Man?
What?
I still
play it.
Flagell.
I mean, are you really surprised by, like, the type of games I played? I listed Painkiller as one of my favorite games in this. Painkiller. And Serious Sam. I play difficult games on purpose.
Because he likes being pissed off, apparently.
You know, it is kind of nice. My ride's here.
Be-doo, be-doo.
I kind of started noticing after a while, like you do in all roguelike games, that you recognize the layouts of some levels. Like, some rooms, rather. And so you know, like, oh, that's another frog room coming up. But once you start to realize that, you can develop a strategy for, like, how to deal with a room, depending on which entrance you go in from. It's almost like rewarding you for learning the game, as opposed to, like, being monotonous. Because I'm still finding rooms I've never seen before in every run. But those rooms that I do recognize, I'm like, okay, I think there was a mortar guy that spawns in this room.
But
I'm
like,
down below this time.
Well, you're preparing yourself for something procedurally generated, though. I don't know.
Well, yeah,
why.
But you would do that in a level where, in a normal game, if you died, you would be doing the same thing.
But you'd know what to expect, rather. I don't know.
I mean, yes.
I still feel, and I will feel this for the rest of my days, feel like. Procedurally generating and
So Binding of Isaac.
Randomly generating or just lazy game making. So again, Isaac did it early on. That's why they get a pass.
They are definitely not the first.
No, absolutely not. I just feel like in games that otherwise don't need it, I don't know.
But that's the thing. Like, the levels inside the rooms are still well designed. It's like every room is this own little level and scenario that you have to deal with. And then it adds them together.
That's fair. It's kind of like taking, you know... Oh, like, House on Haunted Hill.
Yeah, exactly.
Where you have, yes, you know what you're going to run into, but you're just unveiling it at different times.
Exactly.
That's fair.
So you're learning the mechanics of the game and knowing how to deal with it. And be like, okay, I'm going to come back to this level later because I don't have enough health to survive if I fall into lava on accident. And I also don't have double jump right now.
Procedurally generated, actually, in my opinion, is more a really good tool of games that are more focused on gameplay versus, like, story.
Yes.
Any game that has story that tries to rely on, you know, randomly generated elements, it usually really just is bullshit and it ends up sucking really hard.
You know, though, procedural generation would be good for a story game as opposed to random generation. Because procedurally...
Tower of Guns does that.
Really?
Yeah, it has, like, random well, kind of. Like, the story, every time you go in through there, there's, like, a mix of scripts that it can follow with different character names, mm-hmm. and it's almost like a Mad Libs of story elements.
Yeah.
So they're basically, like, taking it and putting it on its head and using it as an actual story story creation tool.
Yeah.
Which that is
and
pretty
it's
genius.
It's always funny, too.
So they're doing that specifically for that reason. But
Sarah Connor, you forgot your milk.
So they're pretty much even poking fun at games that try to use procedural and random generation in an actual story game. Or a game that tries to focus on story.
But to have a true, like, great story, and then have it, I don't know, you have to slog through some bullshit, and then you randomly will come across this room, but as you go through certain rooms, your chances to find it will increase. You know?
Yeah, I kind of feel like, what's that game that Gollum was playing that made me infuriated at him?
Oh, that Eldritch one. What was it called?
It's a Metroidvania. It just came out recently.
Oh, that really cool fucking boss fight.
Sundered?
Maybe?
I'm going to tentatively say Sundered. Will one of you check that while I'm talking about it? So Sundered actually has, like, set areas that you have to get to that have story elements and, like, boss fights and stuff that are unchanged. But the way there is what randomly generates.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's Sundry.
Okay, so yeah. And, man, another time that I was reminded that, oh my god, Gollum is not good at gaming. Oh my fucking god. There is nothing more frustrating to someone who exclusively plays difficult games and Metroidvanias than watching someone bad at it play them. And not even, like, bad just learning. Like, you've been told the fucking mechanic, you've used the fucking mechanic, and you're ignoring it, and complaining that it's too hard. Because you aren't using a thing they gave you. You piece of fucking shit. Press B! It's not even like it's a trigger button that you forgot about. It's B!
Okay.
Oh, those were the same people who made Jotun, too.
Oh, yeah. By the way, it's Jotun.
Not Jotun.
Shit.
Jotun?
J-O-T-U-N is how it is spelled. Pronounced Jotun.
Because it's Norse.
Well, I'm not a North, so I speak American.
And Norse is a Norse, of course. Unless it's said by James.
J is a J. G is a G.
Okay, Yaraf.
So would that make any... Oh.
Yes. A yipek?
I was thinking more of a yif. Oh, God.
Gif doesn't start with a J.
You said giraffe, you know, like...
Yeah, I know.
Giraffics.
But that was just for the...
It's the giraffics, John. It's
yeah, but it was funnier when I did it.
Wow. And on that note, maybe we should call this a good chart.
We ran long last week. If you didn't listen to the podcast, I don't blame you. It was really dark.
Yeah, it was rough.
It was hard for us, and I'm told it was hard to listen to, but not for, like, because it was bad.
You guys are horrible.
Hard to listen to for different reasons than the usual.
Yeah. So, anyway, guys, we're gonna call it, and we'll see you again next week, hopefully with more fucking news.
Yeah.
And less fucking us bullshitting around.
Yeah.
But bullshitting is fun. I mean, like, last week was kind of like sad bullshitting, and now this is happy bullshitting.
This is us trying to, like, do that hysterical, like, this is fine, this is fine.
Everything's fine! Nothing's on fire. Our country's great. Bye, guys.